Okay, we're in Sif Zayin in Kuf Yud Beis. The halachas of Afiyas Akum have two major discussions. One was Sifav, the question of when it applies, and the other we'll get to in a moment in Sif Tesen Yud, the dinim of Chitoy. Sif Zayin and Ches are a couple of halachas that are a little less nafkamina ladina. Let's learn them rather quickly. Siv Zayin, pas bal abayis asura la'olam. The pas of a guy, bal abayis, is also forever. Afilo kana palta mimenu. Even subsequently, a palta purchased it from him. Afilo sholcha Yisrael abayisai. And even if he sent it to the house of a Jew. B'chen afilo sholcha ayis Yisrael la'acher asura la'olam. Let's say I get pas of a guy. So the shail of chasmas, and I pick it up, and now I send it to another yid. That yid doesn't even know where it originated from. So there's no kira of halev. Nevertheless, it's also la'ilam. You shall pater muteres la'ilam. I mean, if it has a heter, it's muter forever. Even if you go to a gaisha neighbor, and the neighbor bought a package of paspalter cake or donuts or bread. Even if you bought paspalter, shloi holchu b'sizach hamisha hapas b'yodei achshav elach hamisha hayolai b'shasafia. We go according to Shasafia. This comes from a Rashba. The Rashba said basa meikar azlinan, and this is probably not even a machlokes that you go basa meikara. At the time you bake it, it establishes the din, and this is a simple halacha that we would have all understood. Shaila. Shaila is about breadcrumbs. What's the shaila regarding breadcrumbs? The chavitz. Okay, one track mind. The the shaila is this. Breadcrumbs are made from bread. That's why they're called breadcrumbs. And when it was bread, it was the guy's bread, and it was aser. And if we're going to say that once it's aser la'ilam, so then turning it into breadcrumbs shouldn't make it mutter. Once it's aser, it shouldn't become mutter. I remember years ago, if I'm not mistaken, do I remember, somebody came to Rav Palm. I think he was the owner of Jason's Breadcrumbs, which he's a from a yid. And anybody know him? I don't know. If he still owns him, I'm talking 20, 25 years ago. I remember Rav Palm was very impressed by him. I wasn't listening when he asked the Shaila. He was very impressed by his Erlichkeit. And he had come to talk to Rav Palm about whether he should be makpid to make it Afiyas Yisrael for Jewish customers who buy it, because it was Afiyas Akum. We already had that if it belongs to a Jew and a guy bakes it, there's some who hold it's mochamer. So the shaila is: are breadcrumbs any different? What's the shaila regarding breadcrumbs? L'chayr, it's an open and shut case. Yes. So do we have a clear heter for that? It's a svara, but from a svara we still need a makar to be made.
Well, the makar is mishum pasuk.
Once the bread is osir, it's not going to change.
Is that
the point? I'll tell you what the Avdei Nezer. Avdei Nezer says a svara. It's when they say a polish a svara, I don't mean in a bad way. I mean it's a lumdis that stretches lumdis. The Avdei Nezer, listen to this. He says, what do you mean? We have a rule in our Achayim that yesh bishul acharafia, right? Ein bishul achabishul. On Shabbos, if you had to take breadcrumbs, what do you do with breadcrumbs? Nobody eats breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs are used to coat a piece of cutlet and to fry it or cook it. So he says, we have a rule, yesh bishul acharafia, that if somebody cooks something after baking on Shabbos, we consider it to be a malacha. So it's bishul Yisrael. So here it'll be bishul Yisrael. The yid's going to take the breadcrumbs and he's going to cook it. So we should go according to the bishul, and it's bishul Yisrael after our Afiyas Akum. That's his time. What?
Bishul, you have to fry cutlets, not bake them, because if you bake them, it's Afiyas Akum.
Yeah, if you're going to bake them, you want to have a setter. For baked cutlets, you want to have a setter. Very strange. It's a raya, yeah. No. You hear the taina? If you make, yeah, according to him, if you make French toast out of pasak, it will become mutter. Nishama Mitzianim Ba'alacha, he brings in Simon Lamed Ches of the Kitzer, he quotes some cipher, I think it is, regarding a bagel. A bagel is cooked and then baked. The question of whether it's bishalakum on the cooking. Now, I already mentioned, let's say a guy cooks it and then you bake it. Is it bishalakum or is it paspaltum? He's makel for two reasons. The first reason is a simple reason. It's not a real bishel. By bagels, it doesn't become edible after you cook it, and that's 100% the reason everyone would agree with, that cooking of a bagel doesn't make it edible. We'll have later that cooking doesn't make it edible. It's no shayla, it's mutter. But he brings a second reason, that the afiyah is mevatel to bishel. He says that when you bake it, after cooking it, it's a baked thing, and the afiyah is mevatel to bishel. So he wants to compare it, the same thing, the bishul is mevatel the afiyah. A person needs a cutlet, he doesn't see himself as eating bread. And that therefore, it should be mutter. Now it's a little bit of a stretch, because why does a bishul achar afiyah have to do it with this halacha, kivish anesa nesa la'ayla? So, what? A nezer is a stretch. Well, well, the afiyah is mevatel to bishul in the case of a bagel, because the bagel, because the bishul is a minor bishul.
But if the bracha changed, if it was pas, it remained pas.
No, if it would be a tafel, if you ate a piece of bread as a tafel, it would be the same thing. If it happened to be eating it as a tafel. If you ate bread as a tafel, it says if you eat maliach and you take bread to blood to sharpness. You make shahakal on a cutlet. When it's a tafel, it's a tafel. When the Messiah, the Velt has a big mistake. The Velt, even a lot of Tamid Chachamim tell me that Mezainis is never a tafel. It's not really true. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if eating the davar maluach, and you take bread to blunt the taste of the maluach, then it's a tafel. The rule Mezainis is never a tafel. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Sharatzim from Rabbeinu Yain, I believe. The Sharatzim that it means when it's a mixture, when you have a batter. You have a mixture of things, and there's a mezainis there. So if the mezainis is added for taste, it's never a tafel. But if the mezainis is taken as a tafel, such as breading a cutlet, or eating it to blunt the taste of a something.
What is the purpose?
All right, you're jumping one thing to the next. One second. When it's clearly a tafel, it's clearly a tafel. Now, let's get back here. So here, we have Davdi Nezer's Mekel. In the Pshtarki Tshuva, he brings, I think it's Eis Nun Vav, that Akasha from this Sif. The Sif here says that it's Asur Alaylam. Once Pasakum is Asur, it remains Asur forever. He does bring sort of a Pshara. If you like it, you like it. He brings a Pshara from one of the Achrayim, I don't remember who, that... The Stechemed. The Stechemed in Chelek Hay, page 284 to 285, he brings a big machleh, brings a list of many achrayim who talk about this Avnei Nezer. And he's the one that brings the pshara. His pshara is the following. He says, if you take the breadcrumbs and you use it as a coating, he says that they are rabu amachmirim. But when it's mixed with eggs, mixed with something else in a mixture, where it's taka like a parim chadash, it's like a matzibul, it's mixed with other things, it becomes a new entity. So he says, then it could be that you could be mekel. That pas ba'avayis asur loyla, meaning as long as it stays pas, it's asur loyla. So it's sort of a pshara between the shitas. Lamaisa, what's lamaisa? Lamaisa, we have the hetzer pas palter anyway. If you want to be mekel, if it's available, pas yisrael, breadcrumbs. Very hard to say that there's a big difference in the product between the Yiddish brands and the Gaiish brands and the Pashas of Siv Zayin.
It's a great cutlet, like you say.
Right.
No.
Maybe it should be together. If it's a tafel, say maybe together should be. If it's a tafel, you're not eating it as bread. Could be. could be. What? Yeah, but the Vard is, on crumbs is no chastas. But the Vard is, pas balabai is a surah lailam. Once it's a surah, it remains a surah lailam. It's not a kasha. It's a shaila. How do you make breadcrumbs? It's not a kasha. I think kasha on it, right? How do you make breadcrumbs? I assume that they take bread and make crumbs out of it. You can't bake breadcrumbs. I don't think so. I think they make bread and they crumb it.
What's the Svar of Mechava? Okay. Why do you go Masi Mekara?
The Ritva says the reason is in Kain Ein Lecha Pastas Alaylam. But you will buy it and give it to another Jew. You'll always go buy it and give it to someone else. You say maybe an Achinami, but...
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi Say Sivches.
Do you have to tell somebody? Do you have to tell somebody? Sure. That if you know that this was positive...
Lamaisa, you have to tell. It's a Lamdisha, old Lamdisha question. If by Nisid Rabbanan, you're only over... because you violated the Rabbanon, so why don't you just buy the Rabbanon to give it to another Yid?
No, you didn't give
it to another question, but... All right, Lamaisa, it's Asur, and since it's Asur, you have to tell him.
What did Rav Tam tell
Mr. Jason? I think he told him to do, to make it Afiyas Yisrael. He was impressed, because I think he told it to him that it would be better to make it Pas Yisrael, and the person was very eager to do it. Whether it's still that way, there's still the same owners, I don't know. But what? There are other brands, I understand. But the question about that particular brand. And, I don't know how anybody corners a market in breadcrumbs. You know, it's like a. All right, Sivches. Yesh Misha Aimer. The Mamakim Shein Palter Motzi Klal Mutra Fil Shalal Batim. Here we have a chiddush atzum, because we said all along that paspal habayis is absolutely awesome. And he's saying in a place she'ein palter motzi klal mutar afil shabal abatim etzorach lahamtin al pas kosher b'chein noyagin. Chiddush atzum. That even paspal habayis is mutar. Now the mechaba brings this stoma. The problem is, it seems to be a stira to Siv Beis, where he asked pas balabayis without any exception, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes it's not a stira to Siv Beis. Siv Beis, he was talking, they could buy from a Goyish baker this pas balter of a guy, so there's no heter pas balabayis of a guy. Here he's talking with the only thing available is pas balabayis of a guy. There's not even palter of a guy. Nothing else is available. Now, I can't imagine such a Messias was not as that. But if it were to happen, that somebody only has pas balabayis of a guy, and ein palter matzoi, so he says, and Mechaber says, and Ramah says, and the minig is to accept this kula, to be mekel, to be saimach on such a case. The only situation I can imagine such a thing happening is on a Shabbos or Yantuk where a person can't travel. A person could travel today, could almost always get past palter of a guy, certainly in the States. But on Shabbos, someone's stuck somewhere, and the only thing available is pas balabayis of a guy, which today anyway would be a kashrus issue. Make kosher, it's rare. All right, so that would be the only situation. The Pichadosh. Because the kashrus issues. It's true, so I can't imagine this would ever come up. The Prichadash, who's very unhappy with this Mechaber, writes that you can only be Mekel if you've gone 3 days without bread. It has to be a Shasat Chak, 3 days without bread. Alright, nowadays we go a whole week without bread because we have so much food to eat, but...
How do you explain the Ramah? That's he explained the Mechaber. The Ramah says, Ein Tzorach Laham.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You don't have to wait. The truck didn't come yet, so
now
it's on its way, so you can eat it. I mean, what does it mean?
It's a difficult chiddush. The Gra says because like Gara Midmai is an earlier takana, and Midmai they were mekel, so here the mekel. But what should I do? It's a mechaber. No more Irish writes anything. So the Pri Chodesh writes Belosh and Tema on such a kula, which is what we don't understand. The what? If he could, if he has flour, if he has water, if he has an oven, and if it's not Shabbos.
Isn't possible that it has to have like some kosher salt here?
He's talking. I remember I started this by telling you, in the time of the Mechaber, all bread was kosher. There was no kosher issue because there was flour and water. That's how he made bread.
So today,
there's no Matthias, you're right. Because you need a hechsher anyway. It's true. The Michas Yitzchak has an interesting tshuva, whether there's an issa bal tashchis, if you have bread, which the Mechaber says you're allowed to eat, but it's a chiddush dikakula, so you're uncomfortable that you want to be machmir. Whether there's an issa bal tashchis, Michas Yitzchak is a chelak gimel tshuva mem hei, and you want to throw it out. You want to throw in the garbage. I won't eat it. So I'll do without bread. I have other things to eat. The question is that bal tashchis, if Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, and you want to be machmir? So he writes that there's no bal tashchis when a person is like tashchis to gufei odif, I guess. There's no bal tashchis when you want to be mahadir mitzvahs. I just bothered me is compare. He compares it to the halacha that you're allowed to switch a urea in a sefer Torah for a mahudir one. You have a urea that's kosher, but it's not muhudr. Let's say they found a mistake and they inserted a word between the lines, they patched it up a little bit. Now it's kosher, it's certainly kosher lechatzelah. So he writes that you're allowed to switch it. He brings it from Achrayim. You're allowed to switch it for a muhudr dika urea. You're taking out this urea, putting out a muhudr one. This one's going to go into shameless. What are you going to do with this one? You're going to bury it. So he says, there's no bal tashchis. You're taking a davar shebekdusha and you're burying it and not using it. So he says the same thing, kolshkein, by bread. If you don't want to eat the bread because of a hiddur, in halacha, then it's okay. That's interesting. I just had a basa b'chalo shayla this morning. I came here at before 6. My son, apparently yesterday, by Shal Shudis, took a bilkula and went into my study and ate half of it. So it was half a bilkula, and I'm funny about throwing out bread. So this morning, I had breakfast here. I had a bagel with cream cheese. I went. I took the bilkul, which by now is a little hard, and I smeared the cream cheese from my bagel onto it. I was going to eat it. I realized it's not so pashut. We have here two types of bilkul. For Shal Shudis, they ordered the flat, regular cheap bilkul. Yesterday there was a meal here, a simcha by a mitzvah, and they had these the puffed up ones. They call it homemade bilkul, right? The ones that look like they're made out of two doughs, a dark dough and a light dough, you know, those type. And that was the one that was there. So what was my shayla? It was on the table of Fleisha Gesuda. And that was smeared up with cream cheese. So I was allowed to eat it. Can be said if this is one that didn't make it to the table. What's the din? What? It is exerid rabban on any bread that's on a fleshing a table. You're not allowed to eat milchik. I had already smeared it with the cream cheese. So once bread is on a fleshing a table, on the meal of a fleshing a table, you're not allowed to eat milchik. Yeah, but here they don't know cutting boards. Yeah. Okay. If you put it on a basket, separate thing. That's what. So I threw it out. I felt bad throwing it out. I don't like to throw out bread.
What a waste of cream cheese.
But then I saw. I looked at my notes. I saw this Michas Yitzchak. There's no bal tashchis when you're throwing things out for kiyum mitzvah. So I felt a little better. Okay, let's get to Siftes, which is already the. Yeah, I guess so. The Pri Chodesh doesn't like the Heta so much because he says you have to go 3 days without bread. I don't know if you have to be machmir like every Pri Chodesh. It's a machaber, says it's mutter. Nobody makes a comment. So it's mutter. It's a finished lahakel.
Does that mean you don't have to bake it?
It's Tzarech Lahamtin. It has to be at least the tircha of a meal or a dal mil bedarka, a mil shalai bedarka. It's at least that much. Would you? All right. I mean, the guy is making it. It's just a question. You have to put it on the oven, on the fire. Is that a tircha? But okay. If the 3 days, the language of Tzarech Lahamtin doesn't sound like it means 3 days. It certainly doesn't sound. All right, Siftes and Yud are the crucial sifim in the question of Hashlochas, what we call Hashlochas Kisim, which is that there's this kula in Afias Akum, which does not apply to this degree in Bishal Akum. Siftes and Yud tell us that the Jew doesn't have to do everything. Even if the Jew does a minor part of the Afiyah, then that is also okay. Now let me describe to you how one bakes bread in an oven. When you bake bread as opposed to cooking, you first heat up the oven. You don't put bread in the oven and then heat up the oven. That's not the way bread is baked. You put in your wood and you light the wood. You go to a bake matzah, you see. They heat up the oven first. And that is hidlakataner. The second thing you do is you put in the bread. And as you're baking over the day, the oven would cool down. The third thing you have to do is maintain the heat. You have to maintain the heat. So you have three steps in baking. The original heating of the oven, the placing of the bread, and the maintaining of the heat. Now if you read Siftes carefully, Mechaber says any one of those three is good. Either number one, Hidlik Oved Achav Mataner Va'ofa by Yisrael, if the Jew did the baking, or Shehidlik Yisrael Va'ofa V'Kechavim, or if the Jew lit the oven, heated up the oven originally, and the guy put in the food. Oy Shehidlik Oved Kechavim Va'ofa V'Kechavim Ubay Yisrael V'Niyareish, and all the Jew did was to maintain the heat, in his example, just by stirring the coals, the way wood burns, is that the outer layer becomes blackened, and then there's not so much heat. If you turn it over, then you expose parts of the wood that have not yet become blackened. They burn better. Harizeh mutter. Any one of those three is mutter. V'afilu leizorak ela eitz echad l'secha tanur. Even if you only threw one piece of wood into the oven, hitir kol habas shabai. Everything is mutter. Why are we so makel? She'ena dover el aliyah heker, shapash lehen asura. The only reason it's necessary is it should be nicker that a guy's bread is also. There's a hevdel between goyim and yidden. V'im nofach be'eish habakechitoy. And even if you just blew the fire, that's also like chitoy. I'll read you the Gra. You'll see soon why it's important. The Gra in your test writes, Kamashamru Bavakami Yitzesim Ebeis Tarnagoyal. Talks there about a Tarnagoyal that's Mazik. Varmina Shah Bishlam Asum Chesadar Im Kain. We learn from that Gemara that Chitoy or blowing is like Gufay. Im Kain Kanani Havak Chitoy Biyad Ika Gufay Dami. He's saying the Gemara says blowing is like a Maisib Yadayim. So the same thing here. Blowing is like a Maisib Yadayim, and that's good enough. So we have here, in Siftes, a list of kulas. If he did any one, heating up the oven originally, putting the bread in, or maintaining the heat a little bit, by neficha, or by turning it over, or by throwing in a kisim, all of these things are fine. Any one of them.
When you blow, do you have to see that the coals became more ignited? Do you have to see that this...
I don't know if you have... That's a good question. Do you have to see it or not? I'll answer. When you throw in a kiss and you throw a piece of wood, do you see it?
Absolutely.
I don't think so. So it seems you don't have to see it as long as you know it.
Yeah, the difference is, you're taking something that exists, that we can see, that a guy can see, hey,
I would think that Nofach should be the same. You can argue the case. I can't prove it to you. I think it's the same. Yes. That bit of issue. We're talking about past Yisrael also, past Goy. Pasach, Bishul we're going to get to. These coolers don't apply to Bishul, you'll see. Not all of them, at least. To stir up the coals, to stir the coals, stir the heat. What? I mean, once it becomes edible, does it feel? Sifyut Beis. It's going to say, as long as it's mashbiach the bread, we're going to have a Sifyut Beis. Not just rescue. If the guy did everything and all you're doing is taking it out, that's not good enough. No, because you're not helping the baby. What? No, you read the sapas is not a malacha. Chachma even a malacha. As Allah said, you read the sapas when it's when you just have bread sitting on a shelf in an oven. There's no way to take it out on Shabbos. Now, siftes are heterim. Sifyud is more heterim. Now the Aruch HaShulchan writes the difference between Siftes and Sifyud. If I understand the Aruch HaShulchan correctly, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that Sifyud are heterim for Shas HaTchak. Siftes you can always use. Sifyud is a step more. Listen to this. Im Oful B'tanu Ha'idevek Kachavim Gimel Pavim B'yayim. The guy baked in the oven three times during the day. B'yayim Echad. V'chshiru Atanu Ha'idekisel B'beis HaPavim. The first two times the guy baked, they remembered that Jews should throw in a piece of wood. Now he came to bake the third time. They forgot for a yid, that a yid has to do something. Mutter, why? The chiddush here is the residual heat from the previous baking is good enough also to be matir. The lashon is not you can do it lechatchil. It says if you did it, it's mutter. The yeshayim, look into this. The Ramah, the mechshiru atanur pam echad. The yid was machshir the oven once. He threw in wood. And the tanner could be goes a year, 10 years. It never went 24 hours without being heated up. I feel awful by kach kama yamim. Hakol muter b'kach hechshir harishon v'yesh l'smeichal zeh. Now he's not talking about our ovens. He's talking about the brick ovens that retain the heat for a long time. He says they retain heat for 24 hours. And as long as it didn't go 24 hours without fire, in other words, in a regular Gaisha bakery, they bake every single day. Day in, day out, every morning they bake. Since a Jew was machshir at once, there's residual heat for the next day, for the next day, for the next day. And the mela, it's mutter. And not only that, the shachof adds a kula to the kula. Because the Sharidur, Imu Mesupik im Hirsh Yisrael Atanur, Eloi, Shari. Even a suffix of this is Mutter, Davasar Jarvan on the Kula. So an amazing Kula, residual heat is a Kula, and even a suffix if there's residual heat is a Kula. And we have here in Siftes and Yud, extraordinary Kulas, and the question is how to apply it Ladina. I would like to just point out to you that the Aruch HaShulchan says Siftes is Lechatchila, Sifyud is B'diavad, is only B'shas HaTchak. It seems from Grochov, which goes on Sifyud. Read what he says. Does that sound like the Aruch HaShulchan? Grochov. Im Ofu, what's that going on? The case where the guy heated it the first two times, the Jew heated it the first two times, the third time he did not. I think we're relying on residual heat. The Gra says, Hasekais arishainais mi ilois lahesek akrain, yoiser mekisam vechita. His lashon is, Hasekais arishainais, the residual heat is even better than a kisam vechita, mekoshkeshkam nishu gacholam hasekais arishainais. There's certainly some wood left from the first. So that's the thing. He's writing that Sifyud is better than Siftes, but the language sounds he did a real hesek the first two times. But that doesn't sound like it from the Mechaber. Mechaber says im ofu b'tana de'achom gimel pam b'yamechad v'shur atana de'kisum b'beis pamim. So it's a little confusing where the Gra's getting this from. How could it be better than a kisum if it's a kisum plus tetra of kisum plus residual heat? So it's confusing to me the Gra, but the language of the Gra doesn't sound like Sif Yud is any less than Sif Tes.
You see, it's impossible the Gra is saying what's more important, to affect the Afia or to have a heker for the guy? If you're talking about affecting the Afia, then it is the first two times that creating the car, that's much more important than you throwing
it. Okay, you're good. You're learning a good lumdis into it. There's still the question of lamaisa. If the halacha lamaisa, if the grub means this, he seems to say it. Yoiser mikizum.
It's in the chaver. It's heat or does it not cause heat?
What?
Goes in the chaver. Does it heat or not cause heat? As you said, because
residual heat, yes.
Why base palm? If he wants also.
Yeah, why does he say base palm?
If he wants.
Why does he say base palm? It's a good question. I don't know. The Baragayla says it was a Maisa Shahaya. He says, Amardachai Vaydazar Alpi Maisa. So I don't know. You're right. The Diyak is a good Diyak. Why does he say twice? I don't know. It was his intention to keep on doing it. And that intention is important. It's not important. Well, is it only mutter if he intended? Because it's on Shakach. Maybe it's Takawai. Yeah. Alright, two halacha shailas in Kashrus today, which are both controversial issues. And really, there's a third shaila, as you'll see in a minute. First of all, one of the tremendous controversies was over the Star K's light bulb heter. The Star K, Rabbi Heinemann, who's an extraordinary Talmud Chacham, comes up with extraordinary chidushim, usually lahakol, at least the ones that become famous are lahakol, maybe he has chidushim l'chil chumra. The problem is, he has chidushim, and he sticks in all the stores the Star K pamphlet with his chidushim. Most papers, they'll bring two shittas, if they have two shittas. The Star K, he's their paisik, and they bring his coolest, as if nobody argues, and the ladies read them, and they say, what do you mean? I read it in the Star K pamphlet. He should be well. Rav Hanum is an extraordinary Talmud Chacham, but he has a tremendous kaicha d'atayra to be mekel. He paskind for the chafke, for the Star K, that he has a heter. Today the ovens are little rooms. Most ovens, they still have the rotary ovens, but most of the ovens are ovens in which they take these racks, which you've seen outside bakeries cooling. They take the entire rack, wheel it into a small chamber. It's a room. It's really a room with a door. You can ask a shayla if it needs a mezuzah. It's a room with a regular sized door. You roll in usually four of them, and they get strapped together, and they turn, and they bake. And then when they finish baking, you open the door and you pull it out. Now these rooms have light bulbs. They need light in these rooms. Light bulbs, as you know, give heat. So Rabbi Heinemann reasoned that if you could throw in a kissam, you could throw in a toothpick. So why not just have the Jew turn in the light bulb or turn on the light bulb? And then if you put in a light bulb that can't be shut off, you disable the door switch. So he puts in the light bulb once. The light bulb could be even a 40-watt light bulb. It gives heat. And incandescent bulb. And you leave the bulb in, loylam v'ed, every time you bake, you're getting some heat from the light bulb. And therefore, it should be mutter. And he considered that pas yisro. Now, I have to tell you, when I originally heard the heter, I thought it made a lot of sense. Lamaisa, you have a... but it caused a tremendous controversy. And kashrus, anyway... the competition, everybody tries to be nice to each other, but these are feelings of competition. You know, if someone's machmer on my cooler, so I'm machmer on his cooler. There's a tremendous tumult. I happened to be Reb David Feinstein at a wedding during that time, and I asked him what he felt. And he told me, a light bulb is not a hecker. What it says here is the whole reason it's mutter, is she'ena dov elias hecker shapasha lehen asura. Everyone should realize, we don't need a guy's thing unless the Jew contributes to the baking. So he said, no one thinks of a light bulb as contributing to baking. And therefore, he felt that it doesn't work. No other hechsher accepted this cooler. You have to remember, it's paspalter anyhow. So it's a question of going from paspalter to pas Yisrael. But what it means is that when the Star K says that something is pas Yisrael, it may or may not be pas Yisrael, according to those who disagree with this particular hatter. I hear the argument. I'm only telling you. I'm not. This is without editorial comment. I'm telling you the hatter.
Temperature of the fuel that you
Well, he'll argue. It does give heat, though. I understand. But let's say things bake when they hit 300 degrees. So at the kisim is going to help that at some point it would have gone under 300. It's there for a second. So light bulb heat will extend the heat in the oven for another second. But it still adds heat. The nature of heat. What is heat? No, it doesn't 100%. 300, but it adds heat. What is heat? Heat is the speeding up of the movement of the electrons around the molecule. And any bit that it speeds up, the extra heat will speed it up more. Yes. Maybe. That was not my understanding of his original heter. Maybe now, I don't know. What? There's no pile lighter. These all have ignitions. They have. If it has a fire, it has a fire. That's a good question. I don't know. If they're putting a special, why put in a light? Why not put in a gas line with a fire and shine? If you're doing it anyway, you might as well. The gas line's easier. It has a gas line anyway. Just a matter of adjusting. The second Shaila is the following. This Shaila will talk about Beit Bishul as well. The question of whether you can use a Shabbos clock. And the question is the following. Can a person... Let's say a yid goes into the bakery, and he turns on the oven, so that's certainly okay. What's he doing? He turns on an oven. He turns on a switch, or he turns a dial, and he turns on the oven. That's certainly fine. The question is, if you have a Shabbos clock, and you have a yid set the Shabbos clock, it's going to go on in the morning. Now, the Shaila has two parts to it. One is, if you have a Shabbos clock and the yid sets it once and you want it to be mutter to perpetuity, like the state of Nebraska, right? You know, forever and ever, it's going to be a heter for always. The question is whether that's a heter. And Tinsloim, it's not a heter, which I think to just be matter, it's straight. But in the evening, the fact is that it's hard to get a Jew to come into a bakery 3 a.m. in the morning. There are Jews in most of these bakeries. At night, before he leaves, every day, he'll set the Shabbos clock for the next day. He'll set the timer. I don't call it a Shabbos clock. Call it a timer. He'll set the oven. Many ovens come with timers set. He'll set it to go on later. Why, is that a heter or is that not a heter? Is that the hecker? It's not a hecker. Is that something that's mutter? So on this, there's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchok Dayan Weiss. It's Chelek Dalet, Tshuva Chav Ches. And he writes that even though it's only a grama, but it's mutter. Chazal Mekel, all these kulis here. And here also, you just gairim it to go on. He writes that itself should be a heter as well. So even though it's a grama, he says a grama should be good enough. And the Mela, it's mutter.
So who's the heck of no?
That's what he writes. Where is the hacker? The work is coming the next day. Say, I don't have to turn on the oven. It's already set to go on. I guess. Now, here, I pointed out Sifya Tess for a reason. In Sifya Tess, the Gra wrote that blowing is good because Kichita Biyah Kigufa Idami. The language of the Gra, why does the Gra have to say that? If you blow it, why do you have to bring a raya from Bava Kama that when you blow something, it's like a Maisa Bagufai? Who cares a Maisa Bagufai? It's a Grama, it's also a Heter. Blowing it, heating up a fire by blowing it is certainly a Gram. The fact is that because you blow it, it's becoming hotter. The Gra sees necessary to write that blowing Kigufai Dami is like a Maisa Bagufai. It's not a Grama, it's a Maisa. That's what they're sugya, to see in Bava Kama, where Grama, even Garmi by a Behemah, Garmi by a Adam is high, Garmi by a Behemah is potter. So it says, no, it's Kigufay Dami. From the Gra, it seems that a Grama is not enough, that you need a Maisa.
Maybe
it's a Maisa
there.
But why bring it at all? Leave out this whole Gra. But who needs it? If it's Mutat's Grama, why do you have to bring such a Gemara? I understand if you're learning Bava Kama, you're right. Just a tzugalekt. Okay. It could be. I didn't look. Maybe the Beis, maybe what the Gra is bringing is originally part of the source of the heter. But in Kolzeh, it just doesn't sound like a Grama is good. But okay. He's Makel in this particular, in this particular thing. Now here, it becomes a bit difficult. A little confusing. When you turn up the fire on a stove, you can see that the fire is becoming bigger. It's a small fire. You made the fire bigger. That's certainly adding to the fire. When you turn up the fire in your oven at home, you look at the fire, it doesn't get any bigger. All that happens is an adjustment of the thermostat. The fire which is on stays on longer. So now, this tshuva of the Michas Yitzchak, and the question of whether a gram is mutter, becomes an issue anytime the Jew doesn't turn on the oven, he just comes in and turns up the oven. Because he wants to rely on Hashlochas Kisum. He's not going to throw a piece of wood into the gas burner. So he goes and he turns the oven higher. Is that good enough? You'll say, what do you mean? It's better than throwing in a Kisum. He raised the temperature from 300 to 350. But on the other hand, he really didn't do anything. All he's doing is preventing the fire from going out. The guy turned on a fire, and all he's doing is preventing the fire from becoming extinguished. Normally, the thermostat would extinguish the fire at 300, and now it's not going to extinguish it. It'll burn until 350. It would seem that that is even worse than he's gairim for the fire to not go out. That's very schwach. If you have a fire burning and the window's open, it's going to blow out the fire. And you shut the window. Is that enough to be considered a hashlochas kisum? It would seem not. On Shabbos it's even mutter on Shabbos. So some stavra, it's called havara. It's not a hacker.
When you put 350, you make it go higher, then you prevent the wall to go higher.
The fire doesn't become any bigger. No, no, no.
You have degrees, you want 350.
But the fire stays the same size in an oven.
More heat doesn't come out.
More heat, it comes out. But who turned down that fire? The guy turned on the fire. That fire is giving every bit of heat. You prevent it from going out. So I don't know, I could hear it tighter. What? What does it mean?
If you look at the oven,
near, you stirred the fire, but you did be a die in a
maisa.
Is that like near ash? Near ash is the same guy's fire. It's a guy's fire, and you're making it, you're keeping it from going out. You're making it hotter. It's even, but see there, you're also making it hotter. When you stir a fire, you actually increase the flames. You make the consumption be quicker. So you could argue the mice is a hacker. I don't know any tshuva on this topic. I don't know any printed tshuva on the topic. So, what? It's less than a gram. It's hasara sabaniya, it's called. Hasara sabaniya. When you stir the coals, you're really doing a little more. You're fanning the flame.
Well, this
time would be for him to go turn it to zero and turn it back on.
How does that
you turn it to zero, it goes off, and then you turn it on, you're the one who's igniting the fire.
So if you turned it higher while it was on the off side?
Well, if it was off and you turned it high, everyone would agree. No, you turned it on. Right, right. If it was the fire was physically off and you turned it on, it was definitely...
Zero, not back on. So
you're reminding me, there's a... I don't know if it helps us. There's an important tshuva. Rav Chaim Weiss's tshuva on electricity. It's a misamach in the first chalik, the second chalik of Dr. Yezer. He has an important tshuva as they get electricity for other reasons. But he writes there, as I recall, that somebody wants to argue that turning on a switch on Shabbos is only a grama. Because after all, if the lights are off and you turn on a switch, you're not fueling the fire. What do you do when you turn on a switch? There's a circuit that's broken, and you're cutting a little piece of wire between the two terminals, between the two ends of the thing. Memela, Con Edison is burning the flame. You're not feeding the flame. So there can be an argument made that when you turn on a light switch or an air conditioner switch, you're not doing anything. You're putting up a bridge, and somebody else is walking across the bridge and doing malacha by that. So you're not really doing anything. So Reb Chaim Eliezer writes in his tshuva that anything that's made to work a certain way, it's built to work a certain way, when you do things that way, it can be called a grama. This is the way it's made to work. This is the way you turn things on. Just like someone will say when you stir a fire or you're blowing a fire, maybe it's only a grama, because the science of it, what are you actually doing? You're not adding a heat. But nevertheless, that's the way you fan a flame. So well, the comparison is not Reb Chaim Eliezer. Reb Chaim Eliezer says it as a svara that when something is made to work that way, that's called your ma'isa. A person could argue that turning up from 3 to 350 is not a grama, it's a ma'isa. That's the way it's made to work. And therefore, you are turning it to 350, even though in Lomdis, you're just preventing the guy's fire from going out. But still, it should be called your ma'isa. On Shabbos, I don't think we'd say that since you can close a window so that a flame doesn't go out, you can turn it from 3 to 350 so that the flame doesn't go out. I don't think it's so pasha to say such a thing. So maybe that would be a svara to be makel, but I don't know, to sit and say svara is to be makel is a little hard. Because you're physically contributing to the heat. Mashiach came turning up a thermostat, you're not contributing to the heat. You're preventing the heat from being extinguished. Maybe you're right. The question is, if I hang up a sign and I say that don't marry Goyim or the guy is a creep, don't marry his daughter, it's not going to help. If he has no daughters, it doesn't help. Because there's a certain surah to the Isser. The question is, if that surah requires at least one of these things, is it really good enough to just prevent the fire from going out? And that's, I think that's the issue. I don't think any of us would say that if you shut the window so the fire doesn't go out, it's enough. The question here is whether this is shutting the window or whether this is the way it works, and therefore it's a good hacker. I'm smart, I hear the heads. I don't know if that's the time, but if he's advising Shabbos, does he address, is it Havara or not? I mean, you're not going there. I'm not going there because there we could talk about that for hours. Chaim Eliezer held that electricity is Havara. It's very clear that he did not, electricity was not explained properly to him, and that it's not Havara as he understood it, and I think the scum of all the Paiskim is that way. Ramesh in America, Shlomo Zalman in Eretz Yisrael, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when they were the Paiskim on these topics, said that L'davineinu, that's Reb Chaim Eliezer's Lashon, L'davineinu, not Reb Chaim Eliezer, Shlomo Zalman, Arbas Lashon, he was 30 years old when he wrote it. He says, L'davineinu, Reb Chaim Eliezer did not know how electricity works. What could I do? You know, you're not going to argue with him, but he has a mistaken understanding of electricity. And I don't want to get sidetracked to it, though. Let's stick with this. Rav Moshe said about Chazanish, okay. That's a more dangerous statement. I think that's in his Ma'arei Yesh. What's it called? Ma'arei Yesh. His original... Rav Chaim Eliezer, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you say something about Rav Shlomo Zalman when he wrote it. Rav Chaim Eliezer, when he wrote Tzibis Samach. I don't know the date. No. Look, it's early Rav Chaim Eliezer. He printed his Truvis in the 30s. So he was passed away, what, in 41? 1940. I don't know. You can look at when it was printed. You can look at the date. I don't know. But it could be. Okay, one last thing. So these are two major issues. They're called three. Is the light bulb heter, the Shabbos clock heter, and the question of turning up the oven. Let's just get to a simon kof yud inyan. Shach chof, which I read a moment ago. Let's, again, we're dealing with the din of sveikis, kof yud. What?
If you're doing it by internet, plug in. It's out of it.
If you dial it in over the internet,
you activate it from your house 3,000 miles away.
Is that a grum or is that your maisa?
Yeah.
So what do you say?
Not a hacker.
What, which way are you saying? The Chai Maisa will call it your maisa?
Yeah, we'll call it a maisa.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
From your office,
you can put on the boiler. All the buildings. You mean you can turn it off? Yeah. Maybe that's an answer to. Look, if you match your Shabbos clock, that shouldn't be any worse. It shouldn't be any worse. It's your Maisa. It's just a series of. It's a grub. Okay. Shachov.
Raise
100%. A hacker might be a good enough reason. Just turning it up should be most. That's a big tzad. It's certainly. Okay. What is the lumdis of chav of shachov? The Shachov goes on the Ramah. The Ramah is going on the Kula of Sif Yud. We have an oven that didn't stand 24 hours without heat. So the oven may or may not, in that case, the oven is good. The Shach says, Kosu Shari Durim Umisupik Imhichi Yisrael Atanarei Loi Shari Davisafet Ramon Lakula. At first glance, it's a very simple Shach. If it's a Safik, if the oven was Mukhshir, or not Mukhshir, Savid Rabbanon Lekula, and it's mutter. The Gilyan Marsha tells us to look at Simen Kuf Yud, Dine Svek Sveka Oischach. What does it talk about there? There it talks about the idea of Ischazik Yisura. One of the exceptions to Savid Rabbanon Lekula, really the only major exception to Savid Rabbanon Lekula, is Ischazik Yisura. When you have somebody as Becheskes Isser, and there's a suffix, if something was done to take off the yisr, the din of chazaka tells us, the cheskas aguf paskins, that it did not change. Whatever it was till now, it remains in the future. The Mishnah says in Yadayim, if you have a suffix in a tumah derabanan where you can be meikel, but if it's a chazik yisura, then you can't be meikel. So that therefore, in a case of Ischazik Yisura, we don't say Safed Rabbanon Lekula. So Frech, the Gilyan Marsha, means to ask, here the Tanur is Becheskas Yisur. It's a Safik, if the Yid did something to be Machsherit, that should be Cheskas Yisur, and it should remain Asur. We shouldn't say Safed Rabbanon Lekula when it's Ischazik Yisura. So what is the Nidain? Well, what's the comeback to that? How can you explain the Shach? How would you answer that? That's Chazak Yisura. The teretz to it is that when we say Chazak Yisura, it's always a trick to figure out what is the Safik. The sugya of a mikveh that was chaser v'helach, and a person was tevil, and we don't know if the mikveh was full at the time, or not at the time he titled. So there's a machlokes tanoim, actually. Do you say the mikvah was becheskes shalem, and it's becheskes heter? Or do you say, no, the person was becheskes tumah? Here too, what does the Gilyan Marsha seem to mean to ask? He's asking, the oven is becheskes iser, the question is, did he do something to be machsherit? But l'chayre, the comeback to it, that is, the pas is becheskes heter. If you have flour and water, it's mutter. The question is, did it become osur by being baked in this oven? So the iser. So what is the chazaka? Is the chazaka of the oven? The oven is becheskes iser, or is the chazaka the pas? The pas is becheskes heter. We're not being done on the oven, being done on the pas.
How could it be becheskes heter?
Why shouldn't the pass have a chazaka? It was mutter, and the question is, there
becomes. Pass is dough, it's not edible. It becomes edible. It's not chazaka.
What? Why was no cheskesat? It was flour and water, which is butter. It was not edible. That's your problem. Not edible. Michelle is on the baking. Okay, that seems to be, I mean, if you want to answer the shach, truth is the shach is not necessarily going on a case where it ever had a cheskes iser. What's he going on? He's going on the Ramah says, if the oven was good, and now it's later, and the question is, can you rely on the residual heat? So the shach says, v'supikim hichshi Yisrael atan ro'eloi. Sounds like, you're mesupik if there ever was a hechsher. Right now, you know the guy is heating it up. The suffix, is there residual heat? That's going to help you. It does sound like it's a case, if you go bust to the oven, it's cheskes iser. If you go bust to the pass, it's cheskes heter. All right, I think that's the issue. I don't think it did.
If you call it cheskes iser, what happens to the channel next time?
What?
If you call it cheskes iser, what happens next time when the heat wants to bake an oven?
That's fine.
Well,
no, we all go bas chazak when we have steakes. If you have no suffix, we don't go bas chazak. Yes. Are you? That's a separate issue of whether the bliya asers. Yes. So we're going to get to that. We'll get to that at the end of the siman. The last sif, we'll hopefully in sif tezvav, and we'll get to it. Let's just learn sif yud aleph quickly. A pasha Yisrael shafi yavikachav and blichitu the Yisrael b'leikisam aser. Once the Pas Yisrael that was baked by a guy is Aser, Aser Lizvunei Levikechavim. See, it's so funny. Right after two Sifim of extraordinary Kulis, we have a Sif that seems to me to be extraordinary Chumra. You have Pas of a year that a guy baked, Belichi to Yisrael, Belai Kisim, Aser. You have bread that's Aser. Aser Lizvunei Levikechavim. The Jew is not allowed to sell this bread to a guy, Dilma Aser Lizvunei Yisrael. Because maybe that guy will sell it to a yid. The pizza salechem l'shnayim. If you broke the bread into half, then you can't sell it anymore. Mutzal lezvun eilayim kechavim. Who adin l'chol pas ayim kechavim? She'asar. L'chei dogu sholay l'chtayis chatiches pas ayim kechavim. L'chashin ha'shema hi pas isra v'mochalei yisra kach. So here it says, an extraordinary chumra. Pas akum. You now sell to a goyish merchant, someone who sells stuff. Because he may in turn sell it to a yid. Why should I be mad? Does it sell it to a yid? So, well, bread, remember, in those days, bread was Becheskes Heter.
This is
Pashal Yisrael. You can sell it to a guy, he's going to sell it to a guy. Well, obviously, the guy is going to tell his customers, I bought it from a yid. Otherwise, no one's going to buy from him anyway. Or worse, no. You have to remember, past palter of a guy you could buy. But Pashal Yisrael Shafi'i Kachavim the Mechaber the Shachbrod is more chamor. So here it's something which is doesn't have a heter pas paltas. Pas Yisrael Shafi'i Kachavim. You want to give it to a guy now to sell together with his pas palter. So the Yidna are going to buy pas palter by him. They're going to buy this bread also, but this bread is not heter. So we're afraid that he's going to buy it. Therefore, it's us. Okay, it's a chumra. One of the interesting kashas here. Why don't say bittel barayv? If he's a palter and he has 20 breads, you're going to sell him one bread and he's going to put it into the, why don't you say it's bottle? Could be it's nicker to somebody who knows. Otherwise, it'd be good. Maybe it's a Dovah Shabbat Minyan, so it's not bottle. Okay. Why don't you go with survive? Then a guy's going to buy it. So I don't know. Okay, next week, we're going to attempt to finish the siman. There's a third major discussion, which is Sif Tes Vav. So again, the three major discussions are Vav, which breads, Tes Yud, which Heterim, and Sif Yudal. After next week, we have a two-week Sunday break.